Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some polling out recently published in The Hill, an inside publication. They did a poll nationally of Republicans. Ask, who do you want to be your nominee in 2024 for president? 51% said Donald Trump. 51% said Donald Trump. It's up a little bit from a few weeks ago. The odd thing is, the longer Donald Trump is out of the limelight, banned on Twitter, banned on Facebook, can't get his poison out, and his cult simply talks frequently, falsely, about what he did do and what he's not responsible for, it's very easy to glom onto somebody who's no longer in the news, no longer has to make decisions. 51%. And even among people who didn't pick him as for the nominee in 2024, of all Republicans, 88% approved of his presidency. I said, do you approve or disapprove of Trump's presidency? 88% said they approved. 88% said they approved in the face of his betraying us to the commie Ruskies, in the face of his attacking our democracy, ginning up the January 6th insurrection, doing what he could to suppress votes, lying about elections, trying to interfere with secretaries of state to overcome certifications of a freely conducted election, acting like frankly, an autocrat, an authoritarian, say in Belarus, Russia, commie Ruskies, Venezuela. 88% of Republicans approved of Trump's presidency. 51% of them want him as the nominee. The problem is, he has a lot of legal problems. He'll be 78 years old, but if he runs, you're not going to see Tom Cotton beat him. You're not going to see Josh Hawley beat him or Ted Cruz beat him. They won't even run against him. It'll be Joe Schmo. Joe Schmo will run against him with no name recognition and get buried. He could end up being the nominee. Pull the same insurrection stuff again. We've got to be vigilant. We have to stand tall. Joe Biden is a very good president. Joe Biden is a good man. He's an honest man. We stand with him. We differ when we have to on some things. That's true of any president. There's no president in the history of the United States that you or I agree 100% with everything they did. Donald Trump is the worst president the United States ever had. He's a dangerous president, and he can't be permitted to get back in. But 51% of Republicans right now want him as their nominee in 2024, and 88% of all Republicans approve of his presidency. One little anecdotal feature. There's a wax museum in downtown San Antonio. I did not know that. I've been to San Antonio. I like San Antonio. It's a nice little town. There's a little kind of walkway outside of San Antonio with terrific little Mexican restaurants. I'm not kidding. The best Mexican food, and I'm a huge fan of Mexican food. Best tacos I've had anywhere. You sit there, and you can just, in the afternoon, it's nice and warm. Having a wonderful meal, wonderful people. In this wax museum, they had a statue of Donald Trump. Statue of Donald Trump in wax. I've seen a picture. It's eerily a likeness of him in a kind of an odd, twisted way, but I'm not kidding. You should go on and look at this thing. Wax statue of Donald Trump. They took it down. Why'd they take it down? They took it down because visitors had punched it so often and scratched it and vandalized it that they had to take it down. Yeah, you know, people walk up and give it a song. I mean, look, I don't like, that's not what we're looking for. They have an Obama statue that's under construction. They're going to be putting up soon. I hope the same thing doesn't happen to him from the right. But it is kind of funny when 51% of Republicans want him as their 2024 nominee and 88% of Republicans approve his presidency. And there's a wax figure of him in Texas, albeit San Antonio. And the visitors will come by and affirmatively punch it, sock it, scratch it. You know, that takes a lot. I mean, if I saw a wax statue of somebody I didn't really like, you know, I wouldn't sock it or touch it. I mean, you know, that's probably, it is a criminal offense, but it is an indicator, some very, very, very strong passions. Back in the Senate, Senator from Texas, Cruz, very bad senator, very shifty, sneaky senator. The report is that he lifted a hold on the Senate confirmation of two people, William Burns for the CIA and Brian McKeon for Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources. What's that all about? First of all, how can Ted Cruz put a hold on anything? That's because any single senator can just raise his hand. I put a hold on that. Okay. Because they think they're very fancy. They think they're senators from ancient Rome, that they are making history, and that they're simply a collegium of unbelievably talented people, and any one of them can just languidly lift his hand and say, I want to stop that, and that's cool. That isn't how you conduct a modern legislature. It should not be permitted. If they want to put a hold on somebody, they should require 50 people to do it. That's what they should require, 50 people to do it. Not one, not Ted Cruz, not Randy Paul, not people of that ilk, not people of that ilk. So he'd put a hold on William Burns for the CIA. Now, the CIA had been demoralized and been attacked by Trump for 4 years because they stood by their findings that the commie Ruskies had hacked our election in 2016, and that when Trump said it was Ukraine, Trump was lying. But, you know, it gets to agents after a while when the commanding officer of the United States keeps attacking them and says he believes Putin and not our CIA. And Cruz threw in Brian McKeon for good measure. I'd never heard of Brian McKeon before, but he's a deputy secretary of state, or he will be, for management and resources, which is an important logistical job. And the Republicans demoralized Secretary of State, crooked Mike Pompeo, sucked in with Trump, tried to frame Ukraine for what the commie Ruskies did. And the commie Ruskies have invaded Ukraine. They're Ukraine's enemies. Ukraine was part of Poland for many years. The commie Ruskies are their enemies. And Pompeo and Trump try to frame Ukraine for what the commie Ruskies did. State Department got demoralized when their head guy is crooked, Pompeo. So the idea is you're going to put Tony Blinken in as Secretary of State and Brian McKeon as one of his deputies. And Cruz tries to stick a knife in that. Anyway, he lifted it. In my view, he shouldn't have had the power to do it in the first place. He shouldn't even be in the Senate, but he certainly should not have the power on his own to do it. And he did it because Biden said that he would consider imposing sanctions on the Russia to Germany gas pipeline. That's in the United States' interest, not Cruz's interest. And he goes, okay, well, and that's okay. Cruz is feeling heat. There's got to be reform on this. You cannot continue to have people of the ilk of Cruz and Randy Paul and the rest of them just raising their hand and shutting things down for any period of time. It used to be they could have done it forever. Now there's a limited period of time, but it's not that limited, and I'm tired of it. Very, very tired of it. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.